Stephen Hawking and welcome to Saturdays with the Sloth with the Hyper Sloth Gods of Rock, Zigzag and Rufus, the only guys in the universe smarter than me. Put your listening ears on because this experimental Slothcast is about to blow your feeble fucking minds.
You know what's funny is, welcome Slush, I'm sorry that I jumped right into the show, but I don't even know like the first three part songs on that recording other than listening to them for our Saturday night intro.
I can't say I've ever heard them anywhere before. Did you just Google Saturday songs and that's what came up and you used them?
I did, because actually there was another one that's like Saturday in the Park. Right.
Oh,
there's,
I know,
like,
that one.
Unfortunately, there's like a 5-minute version of the intro, but I cut down to that particular part, Rufus, because that was the real meat and potatoes.
I think you dug out the meat and potatoes from each song.
I really feel like I did. I really, you know what, and I would say, I mean, I don't mean to toot my own horn, but the fucking transitions are pretty goddamn seamless.
The transitions are fucking pro as hell. I'm not even kidding.
What's crazy is it's not like I probably spent 45 minutes doing that.
You know what? If you spent 2 hours, it'd come out like shit.
You would have overthought it. Yes.
You would have done too many nuances and fixes. Yeah. It's not perfect, damn it.
Right.
It came out perfect.
It is perfect as far as everyone knows, because it's what made the show. Well, you got some new shades on there tonight. What's going on? It looks like you got those. What, you buy a 6-pack and get a free set of shades?
These are those kinds of shades, yeah. I don't remember where we got them, but they're my backups. I couldn't find my normal shades. So
what do they say on the side there? I'm trying to see what they say.
Oh, shit. Oh, I didn't even know they said anything. Waterloo Power. Oh, yeah. It's I went to a big green energy conference to promote my company a few months ago, and this was one of the freebies that, you know.
Wow, it's like a little something in the swag bag, was it?
Yeah, swag bag. Of course, now I remember nothing about what this company does.
I'm going to suggest, okay, because of what they gave away, right, Waterloo Power, to me, because they gave you sunglasses, mm-hmm. I'm saying kind of solar power company.
Mostly a solar power convention, but the word
really?
It really
yeah.
was.
Yeah, I mean, do you realize the kind of fucking brain power you're fucking messing with here?
What's crazy is being Waterloo, I would have assumed water hydropower.
Maybe you better Google Waterloo Power real quick just to see where we're at.
No, I think you're right, because I don't remember any hydropower plants or things there.
Yeah, it was probably overshadowed by the coal companies.
Yeah, there. You could tell where they were because they were engulfed in a fucking cloud.
It's renewable coal, though. It will grow back over 6.5 billion years. There will be more coal.
The coal kills all of us and then we turn into more coal.
Right. We'll just break down and we turn into coal.
I dare you.
Renewable coal coalition.
You know there's somebody putting a spin on it that way.
I'm sure they are. Well, they call it, it's clean coal now, right?
Really? Is that a thing? Clean coal?
Call it, yeah. It's like second generation coal.
Oh,
it's cleaner and less carcinogenic. Whatever.
Clean coal technologies. Carbon capture and storage. Oh, so it's mostly they're making up for the shit that they...
They're like, okay. What we like to do is we capture the fucking smoke and we push it way down into the fucking middle of the earth.
That can't cause a problem ever.
Never. Never will that cause a problem. Did you look up Waterloo Energy, though, just to see?
Yeah, it was a solar place, actually, in Kyle, Texas. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you, listeners, for watching a little bit more of the Double D's brilliance there when he figured out, just by a little bit of something from a swag bag, what the company did.
You should be one of those guys who does, what do they call it, a Svengali, who, like, predicts, you pick a card and you could guess the card.
What I should do is this. Rufus, I'm looking at you, dude. I'm sensing somebody with the name, I'm sensing a J. There's a J. Do you know someone with a J? An M? Now I'm sensing a T. Do you know someone with a T in their name?
You're a fucking wizard. I know people that have all those letters somewhere in their name.
I was sensing them. I just want to let you know that your great-great-great-grandfather is watching over you, and he's talking to me right now. Do you know his name, perchance?
Yeah, he used to make me say it when he touched me.
Did he? He wants you to know how much he appreciated all those times that you let him fondle you and that you fondled him back.
Finally, I get his approval. Oh.
Yes. It only took from the other side. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Uh-oh. He's saying he wants you to fondle me.
Well, okay, Grandpa.
What if someone was like, this fucking demon made me fucking... I mean, I guess people do say that, right?
Sure. That's just how cults begin.
Well, I mean, it's more like people who plead the insanity defense. Like, the... whatever made me fucking do it, you know what I mean? Because it was talking to me.
I would get kicked off a fucking jury if somebody was like, a demon made me do it, because my eyes would roll so noticeably that the judge would be like, get that fucker out, correct?
He's not buying it.
I think you just throw the book at him, Dano. That's what you do, Rufus. You just throw the fucking book at him.
I think so, too.
God damn it, dude. I had a great idea for a fucking what would have been a game show, and now I can't remember what it was.
Really?
It was totally ridiculous, of course, but I was explaining to my wife, and she's like, I bet someone would watch that. And now I can't remember what it was.
People will watch any game show.
They really will, but this was like a 60 days in. It was, what was it? It was like a 60 day, I don't know. I can't remember. Give me a little bit, but I think it could make some money, and someone will probably do it and make some money if I can remember it by the end of the show.
Yes, make sure you say it out loud on the show so somebody will make it.
Did you read this? Dude, I just read this in the fucking paper that people that aren't getting COVID who haven't been vaccinated are actually the real lizard people.
Oh, so this is how we find out who they are.
Yes, dude, because it turns out they don't get it because they're cold-blooded, like a lizard.
Their plan has backfired.
Yes, it has. They planted it here not realizing that they could get it too, and our vaccine doesn't work on them. So
that'd be pretty good. That'd be a good plot for a fucking Netflix show for sure.
I think it's a perfect plot for a fucking Facebook disinformation campaign.
You know, you could pull that.
You're cutting out, Rufus. You're cutting out.
God damn it!
What do you do when you cut out?
I was telling you with Skype because I did three voiceovers yesterday, no problem. As soon as I opened up Skype. Suddenly there's audio issues.
Got you. Loud and clear this time for a change, though.
Yeah, well, we may have to abandon Skype.
So what were you saying? Really, Skype has been working pretty good for us lately, I feel like.
Well, except for the past two shows.
Well, I mean, I know that you want to blame it on Skype, but I did notice that it always is happening on your end. And when you fudge with your mic a little bit, it seems to work just fine.
I didn't even touch my mic. What are you talking about?
I subconsciously touched your mic, dude. I'm just going to say that because you know that it has issues.
I subconsciously touched something.
I know. I think that your great-great-great-grandpa was talking to you and telling you to stand closer to the mic, if you know what I mean.
I wasn't masturbating. I was channeling my great-great-grandpa.
He's like, breathe on the mic, Rufus. Breathe on the mic.
Let me see if this will it work.
Yeah. Whoa, loud and clear, Rufus. Loud and clear.
Great.
Now I know why it wasn't working in the first place. You didn't put a condom on it first.
I had to suck out the demons.
So what were you saying? You know what? I'm going to start telling my friend. I have a friend. I tell you about this guy all the time during the show. Great guy. But for some reason, he thinks he's a conservative, even though he's not. Like, everything – he was calling the other – are you ready for this? He was calling the other day because he had a kidney stone, right, a couple months ago. And it fucking scared the shit out of him, dude. He was, like, in a serious amount of pain. So he goes to the hospital, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's just at our new job, so he doesn't have any insurance. And, you know, the American way, of course.
Sure.
You got to stay at your job just for the insurance, because who cares about the pay as long as you have insurance. But so he gets the bill in the mail, right? And this guy's like, he thinks that Mike Lindell is like super smart and stuff, even though sometimes I think he's kidding about Mike Lindell, but I never know.
Is that the pillow guy?
That's the My Pillow guy. You know how he's inserted himself into the Trump whatever, this big scandal. And I always tease him. I'm like, man, I can't wait till – I'm like, I wonder if they'll let him use a MyPillow in prison, because right now he's being sued by that Dominion voting system for $1.3 billion. And he made all these facts and tried to sell them to the government, and no one would buy them. And now he's like, they shunned me because I was a conservative. But he actually has a book, too, From Crackhead to CEO. Did you know that?
Maybe he should have stayed a crackhead.
I think he still is a crackhead, but he is proof that crack actually damages the brain long term. There's no doubt about that. But I was going to tell my friend that so he's got this medical bill, and he calls, and he's trying to negotiate with the hospital, right? Because the first thing I said, like, when he started bitching about them, I'm like, healthcare for all, wouldn't it be fucking awesome? You know what I mean? And, of course, he's like, no, you can never have healthcare for all, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. So he's trying to call. And they told him to send a letter, to put together a letter and tell them that he's a hardship case, right? So they can, like, knock a ton of money off this bill. I'm like, I don't know, dude. It sounds like socialism to me. You know what I mean? Here you are trying to get other people to pay, or you're just welching. You're just straight up welching on the fucking bill.
You call, like, you call them out.
It for the next fucking 10 years. I don't care if it's fucking $50 a month. You know, if you don't want it for everybody, but here's the deal. This is what I realized in that moment. It's the people like that, and like the politicians, and both sides of the politicians are there, they're like, socialized medicine sucks unless it's for me, right? The individual having the extenuating circumstances at the time.
Right.
It's like, it's different if it's me, but for you, no, dude. No free handout for you, Rufus.
There's a saying that goes something like, I can't remember it now, but it's like, what is good for me is bad for thee, or something like that.
Ooh, that sounds pretty deep. Are you sure you didn't just make that up?
No, but I fucked it up. I don't think that's how it goes. But it's me and thee is the rhyming components. But that's the sentiment. Like, you know, you guys can get fucked, but I'm not going to get fucked. But I'll bitch about what's, you know, fucking you guys, I guess. I don't know. Hypocrisy.
It's totally fucking ridiculous, I think. You know, just why can't we have free health care? Why can't we just have that? It's not free. We get it. It's not free. But instead of fucking building buying $750 billion worth of fucking bombs that are going to sit somewhere and rust.
Dude, we have to maintain military facilities in every country on the fucking planet, fully staffed at all times. That's way more important.
That seems to be working out well for us. Is, you know, I mean, we're like 0-10.
Everybody on the planet loves us because of this.
They do. You know what they love? You know what we did, though? Through our military power, we brought them Subway and McDonald's. And for that and KFC, the world should ever be eternal. Or what do you call it?
Grateful.
Grateful, yes. Because you know what? I don't think there's probably little children in I don't know, Kyoto, who would have never known what fucking Kentucky was if it wasn't for Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Or type 2 diabetes.
I mean, come on. We've given the world so much. We really have. Lung cancer. We gave them lung cancer. We've given them diabetes. I mean, we're finding out. No wonder they want us around.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I think if someone wanted you there, you would never have to build a fucking military base there.
They'd build it for you. They'd be like, please come and hang out.
Right. They wouldn't be like, here, we're taking this piece of your land and
right,
we're building
right.
a fucking giant military installation on it. So if Russia ever attacks us, they're going to come through Germany and Sweden and wherever fucking first and bomb all you people. And hopefully by the time they get to us, they'll be tired.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, do we really need them with cruise missiles? Do you even need, I mean, you're not a little fucking helicopter or whatever is not going to stop a fucking cruise missile.
No.
No.
Or is it?
We'll try.
We'll try.
Good news is, dude, I saw that we just developed a bomb that can go 5 times the speed of sound. So
really?
Obviously we're feeling pretty good about that right now.
Well, see, that's where the tax dollars are going, Zig Zag.
Right. You know what? Right where they need to be.
Faster missiles.
Yeah, I mean, okay, 5 times the speed of sound. I mean, 4.5 times wasn't good enough. I get it.
What does that mean, though? Like, what does that accomplish?
I guess it means that if you launch a fucking missile out of Nebraska, it can get to fucking Moscow in, like, 2 minutes.
So it blows up before they even hear it coming because it's faster than the sound.
I guess that would make sense, right?
But, of course, now they're just going to miss a
missile defense system 6 times
the sound.
Right, yes. Yes. I don't know. I don't know why it needed to be faster, to be honest with you.
Well, thank God it is.
You know what someone should do? Instead of doing this, what we need to do is probably focus our energy on coming up with a flu-type thing that could just wipe out a whole nation of people. Actually, we need to get it right so it just wipes out men between the ages of 18 and, 39, and it'll be just like war.
That's I'm sure that's on the plate in some
country.
Well, I didn't want to tell you, but that's my second headline for today. I did just read that right after I read the thing about the lizard people.
Really?
Newsmax, dude, I've just started watching Newsmax. Did I tell you I tried to watch 5 minutes of Newsmax?
I can mention it.
You're cutting out, Rufus.
We're going to have to abandon Skype.
No, we're not. Skype is working too good.
I've recorded voiceovers all day yesterday. With
I just have one question for you then. Why, when I say it's messing up, Rufus, does it automatically come back in?
It keeps going back and forth. I get a note every time it fucks up, but there's nothing I can do about it.
Oh, you do?
My recording software that I used for an hour straight yesterday, no issues. As soon as I load up Skype, it's like, okay, fuck you. Not going to work.
So are you actually going through some kind of noise filter on your mic for the show?
No. It's just a mic into
your
my...
Holy shit, dude. I thought you were doctoring your voice this whole time.
No, it's just a fucking mic.
Oh, wow.
I just care about the quality of the audio for the show, so I invest in a good mic.
Are you implying something, Rufus?
No, not at all. Exactly.
I used to have the mic, then I broke the cord, then I got the new cord, but I love just doing this way, so now I'm doing this way. Is that
That's
okay with you?
It sounds great from your end.
Now I don't know if you're being serious or not, fine sir.
I have been serious. It sounds totally fine.
So what I was going to say was I've been listening to this show on my morning commute now. And I'm like, man, we could do 10 times better than these fucking two yokels could do.
Who was it?
Jason Lee and Cluck. And they have a podcast. Let's look up the Jason Lee and Cluck podcast, and we'll give them a little – I'll give you a little taste. What do you think?
Is it Jason Lee the actor?
No, they're two local guys where I live.
Yeah, somebody friended me on Twitter that I'd never heard of before, and I clicked into his profile to see if he had a hot girlfriend or something. And it turns out he's in a similar podcast where it's just two guys, knuckleheads, chuckling around. And I listened to it, and it sucked. I mean, at least we're not only funny, we're fucking brilliant.
Right. I mean, are they bringing fucking – are they solving the world's problems on their show? That's what I want to know.
No.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. All right, I'm going to share my screen here.
Okay.
And so you can check out the Jason Lee and Cluck show. Hold on. Patience, Rufus, patience.
I've got patience. I've got patience.
Is that a song? Just a little patience. Is that Guns N' Roses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Podcast. Is this a junk show website? What's that mean?
Oh, they're a morning radio duo. Those are the worst. Or the best sometimes. But
they could actually be funny, but I think I'm just tired. Here's your freaking podcast. This is their unedited version. All right? Okay. Let's see. Okay. We're just going to go with the latest one, September 29th. This is what, yesterday?
It's time again for the Jason.
Oh, my God. Our intro is better.
Yeah. Already, I was like, no.
It's time again for the Jason.
And away we go. Welcome to Here's Your Freaky Podcast for the Jason Lee and Cluck Show. Good to have you along for the ride. Again, hey, man, if this podcast is your thing, please share it with others.
I liked it better before I knew what you guys
looked like. Share it on social media, whatever you got to do. Just link this podcast to all your friends, probably not your family, because you wouldn't like them to think lesser of you than they already do. Don't let them know that you listen to this filth. But your friends, yeah, that's cool. Stay up to date, all things JLNK, by heading over to JLNKShow.com. If you're expecting the terrestrial radio show here on the podcast, please don't. This is obviously not safe for work, not safe for kids. It's a little uncensored. Here's what we're going to learn today on the podcast. We're going to learn how to take our best Tinder profile pic. We're going to learn how to get your man in the mood. We're going to learn how to handle our business when our fiance tells us that she slept with 16,000 dudes. We got the worst person on the planet. Oh, yeah, and we'll talk about... I know if there's one thing that Warren Cluck enjoys hearing about, it's anal sex. It's how he gets his audible pleasures, is hearing
like,
other people talk about butt stuff. So we're going to find out what percentage of Americans are doing butt stuff these days, Warren.
This is like Marco Polo that came home to tell tales
are
of
you doing butt stuff?
That he saw.
Just me.
Wait,
right.
Butt stuff are Americans doing?
There's more than one type of butt stuff.
There's a lot of butt stuff. They know nothing about it. We'll break it down by generation, and then we'll find out how comfortable Americans are talking about butt stuff shortly. Let's get into what we have to get into here first. You know what? Here's a good place to start.
Which guy do you think is which?
Let's begin right here. Which guy do I think is what?
We saw the picture of the two dudes.
Maybe if we young people, too, and your family would die. And somebody's...
Which guy do you think is Jason Lee?
Right? I don't mean clean up the death, but clean up where they live. Like, say you're
unexpectedly passed away. I think the guy talking now is the bearded guy.
They have to clean out your sad little bachelor apartment. What are they going to find?
No. I think he's the non-bearded guy.
Oh, my God. They're attempting being dirty and sweet.
A lot of pornography.
Just don't go in the bedroom.
Cigarette butts and a browser history that would make mom cry, right?
I'd get to laugh or be enlightened by anything.
So somebody asked on Reddit, what are some of the discoveries that people made after they had to go to the home of somebody that had recently passed?
I'm going to tell you right now.
There's a lot of porn involved when you're dealing with old people. Somebody says, my grandma or my grandfather had a secret family that he kept from us his whole life. Now, see, that's
and
serious.
Frank.
That's like a big thing. So this family finds out there's another family on the other side of town that grandpa was also, you know, giving the business to and taking care of.
No way.
My great-grandfather wasn't, in fact, eaten by a bear on Mount Rainier, where he was a park ranger. Instead, he was cheating on my great-grandmother's, and he was run out of town by her brothers. The man was alive and well. I don't get back to
reading shit off the internet. That's
right. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Years ago
that,
so wait a minute, where are they getting to the people dying and leave town?
Or we'll have to deal with you in a court of law, and we'll put you in jail.
That's crazy.
He chose A. He got the fuck out of Dodge. My grandmother dated Mr. Rogers when she was in high school. Never told anyone.
Nobody would believe you anyhow.
No, they sure wouldn't.
My uncle found out
that he had a different dad than his siblings after taking the DNA test.
his mother had
an affair.
I've heard stories like that.
He found out.
Whoa.
We found a sex swing in my little Catholic grandma's attic. Thank God I haven't had that experience of having to go clean out somewhere where there's going to be something embarrassing. Hey, we found out the family's big secret iced tea recipe was actually a can of frozen iced tea mixed with a can of frozen lemonade. Add water and lemon slices.
Hey,
it's been handed down for generations
so
in my family.
So these guys bring nothing to the table themselves. They just read shit off the internet?
Cheating on me.
Is that what makes them so popular?
Bragging on Facebook.
They read stuff off the internet, or they have people text things into their show.
Was bragging on
Facebook.
They come
up with
the last person
with a topic, and then people
junk.
Text in, and they just read the text. What it seems like to me.
Hey, who brags on that?
So we don't have to be creative and innovative and funny and think. We'll just have people tell us what to say.
They would brag about something like that. Everybody wants to put themselves in the scene of the accident, right?
We tried.
I called her a liar. She posted pics as proof.
This is just called their show. We read Reddit out loud.
And they were surprised, too.
It wasn't clever, and it wasn't. Was it X-rated? I mean, it didn't even sound X-rated.
It was an audiobook version of the internet. I mean, they were just reading posts by other people.
That is true.
And
is
not
those people
and
were
not making.
I think that people were telling them those answers, maybe. I don't know.
Right, but they added nothing new. They didn't have any witty comments.
No.
They didn't go off in any brilliant tangents. They were just like, ha-ha, funny. Just read the next one.
Right. They're like, just reading it. So, yeah, obviously we are definitely more talented than them.
We go on for 2 hours at a stretch sometimes without reading jack shit. It's just right off the fucking cuff of our head.
It's off the cuff. We don't. We hardly ever read shit.
We have no plan. We have no list.
Cockamamie topic, and we go on for fucking hours. The next thing you know, we've invented three things, created a television show, a marketing plan for someone, and then we fucking wrap it up.
Exactly.
Yeah. We don't need no fucking stinking internet, man.
No.
No, we don't. No,
the internet
we don't.
Needs us.
The internet, that's correct. Who are all these guys that are like, I invented the internet? Who's like the one famous guy who, is it John Kerry? Or who do people make fun of?
Al Gore is who they make fun of for saying that.
Why
I don't remember, but I think it was like out of context or something.
I'm sure it was. Of course it was. You know, of course it was. It's always out of context with those people. Unless you take Donald Trump in context, then it's out of context.
Oh, Donald Trump just came out recently in an interview and said that he got the Pfizer vaccine and he is looking forward to getting the booster.
Yeah, right. But they're still like, no. They got to him, dude. That's all I want to say. They got to the Donald.
Oh, no.
Not really Donald, man. Donald is dead. Or not dead. They've got him locked up with Ghislaine Maxwell, right? And they're abusing
him. He probably likes that.
They're waterboarding him every night, and they're making this other Trump person who looks like Trump say stuff like that.
The lizard person.
If there ever was a lizard person, I would say he was it. He just looked like a fucking frog, kind of. Is that me?
Yeah, you're still sharing your screen. I can see me.
Oh, sorry about that, dude.
I don't like seeing me.
Fella.
It's distracting. I get distracted by how handsome I am.
You don't see yourself, like, in the upper corner of your screen?
Well, it's in the upper corner, though, but when you share your screen, there's my face right in front of me. And it's,
You got awful quiet, that's true. I did notice how bald I'm getting on top lately. I'm going to start doing a Rufus and wearing a hat everywhere. A pre-broken-in hat.
Pre-broken-in is the best way to go.
That's a fresh one? Is that a fresh one?
No, same one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because those three little scratches look a little different than they did on the other one.
Well, I mean, it took a tumble in the washer and dryer, so maybe that.
It's finally coming of age.
Yeah.
We need to invent a hat that actually starts out looking beat up, and then the more you wear it, the less beat up it starts looking.
Dude, I've got a tragic story to tell you that I just remembered.
What?
Oh, you're going to fucking hate this, man.
No. Why are you telling it?
It just popped into my head. We have mice. Apparently in this area, they're big. You get mice, right?
Yeah.
My wife doesn't like mice. So we called a pet guy, a pest guy, to come out He set traps and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And some worked. Some didn't. We kept hearing mice, right?
Right.
So he came out again, and he set underneath the kitchen sink. He set, a, you know, one of those that you know of.
Right.
The spring one and a glue trap, right?
Yeah.
And my wife specifically said, I don't want glue traps. I want them to die instantly. I don't want them to just sit there and suffer. This guy put a glue trap under there, right?
Uh-huh.
So yesterday, last night, we're sitting on the couch watching TV, and we hear, pow! And we look at each other, and we just know that that snap trap got one.
Yeah.
Like, okay. And the wife is already devastated. She's like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I was like, okay, I'll check it out in the morning. We get up this morning, and we can hear a squeaking coming from under the sink.
Oh, no. He's still alive?
Oh, no. It's worse.
The little baby? Are stuck on the other trap?
She won't go in there because we can hear it. Every time you go in there, you hear the squeaking. She's like, I can't deal with that. I was like, okay. So she leaves. So while she's gone, I'm cleaning up the kitchen. I'm listening to a podcast, right? So I can't hear the squeaking. And I was kind of hoping the squeaking would just go away.
Right.
But I get done cleaning the kitchen. I take out the podcast, and I can hear the squeaking. I'm like, oh, fuck. So I know that there's at least one dead mouse in the snap trap.
Uh-huh.
And there's now at least another dying mouse on the glue trap.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, what am I going to do? Well, the pest guy said with the glue traps, this is what's crazy. He's like, we drown them.
Right.
And I was like, well, I can't fucking drown a mouse. I don't care if it's okay, whatever. But I'm like, I got to fucking do it. So I opened the deal. This is the big shocker that fucking hit me. I opened the deal. There's the snap trap upside down with the dead mouse in it.
Uh-huh.
Here's the glue trap. The glue trap has one dead mouse on it and one baby mouse.
I knew there would be a baby mouse.
Still alive. And that baby mouse is stuck on there, and he's squirming and trying to breathe. I had to take that motherfucker out and drown that fucking mouse, exactly.
Oh, my God. I hope you're fucking happy with yourself.
I'm not. It was way tougher than I thought. When I first saw it, I was like, well, I got to take care of it. But then as soon as I picked it up with a pair of, like, needle-nose pliers, and he's still squirming and breathing hard, and I was like, oh.
A mop bucket with water, and I
dropped it in there. I left it and some other stuff, and I was like, okay, I'll get it out. And I got it out, and I pulled it out, and he was still fucking breathing, dude.
What?
I had to drop it back in and just walk out of the fucking room for, like, 10 minutes.
No, dude, if he's still breathing, you have to set him free. That's the fucking deal.
No, dude, these glue traps,
I
he's
know.
On there, man.
I
There's no
so.
Way I'd break his spine getting him off that. So
uh-huh.
I had to kill a baby mouse, zigzag.
Oh, my God.
It was really tougher than I thought. I'm sorry. I don't know why that popped into my head right now. But
there's the story. Before I moved in with you, you know, Joel had all these, like, reptiles that he used to have to feed, like, live mice too. I mean, you don't have to,
yeah.
But if you're a weirdo, that's what you do.
Sure, like Joel.
Right. And I was like, there was this little white mouse that he saved, and I'm like, dude, don't feed that. I was like, I'll take that mouse. I named him Stuart, right? I took the mouse, named him Stuart, put a little box together, right, with some food and shit in it for Stuart.
Oh,
and my cat, Nesta, brought it out, dead Stuart out, like, fucking 5 minutes after I saved his life.
Jesus Christ.
She went in and killed it. One little fucking puncture wound right to his little neck. And I was like, oh, my God. That's awful. That was horrible. But
yeah,
she was a hunter. Girl cats, well, we got a lot of guy cats around here now, too, that hunt. Like, our cats are hunters. Why don't you get a cat?
I got four dogs, man. I don't want any other thing. There's not that I've ever seen. There's rabbits. There's a lot of rabbits, but no cats.
You don't see any cats out, huh?
No, it's weird. Now that you mentioned it, I hadn't thought about it, but yeah, I don't see any cats roaming around anywhere ever. That's odd.
That is odd, Rufus. That's very odd. Very odd. Sorry, I'm a little tired tonight. I don't feel like I got a good night's sleep. Plus, my sinuses have been crazy lately. Like,
uh-oh.
I don't know what's going on. The change in the weather, right? Weather keeps going back and forth here.
Yep, same here.
Totally nuts. I do want to share something with you real quick, though, because I want you to change your mind about getting a motorcycle.
Why?
And I want you to get a pontoon boat. Look how peaceful the pontoon boat
Different. Why can't I get both?
Ready?
That's badass. Yeah, I would love to get a pontoon boat or a boat of any kind.
Make sure you get a boat with an outboard. Don't ever buy a boat with an inboard motor. That's my advice to you.
What is inboard? It's just that it's like an engine in a car. It's like inside.
Yes, and everything they go stuff goes wrong with them, and they cost a ton of fucking money to fix. With an outboard, if you have a decent boat and the outboard gets fucked up, you just buy a new motor. You don't have to fucking buy a new fucking boat.
That's my speed. That's what I want.
Hell, I am worried about you because I'm not worried about you learning how to drive a motorcycle or knowing how. I'm worried about some jackass running you over on your motorcycle. Because every week where I live, somebody is killed by some jackass in a car and they're on a motorcycle.
Yeah, well, the good news for me is I'm paranoid and clumsy and dumb. I'm not taking this thing on the fucking interstate or the highway. I'm just going to zip around the neighborhood and maybe run up to the Quickie Mart, and that's about it, you know?
Okay.
I'm not getting on the highway.
Five on your fucking motorcycle. You need to top it out at about 30.
I might even get just a scooter.
I'm telling you what, don't even do that. Buy a golf cart, dude. Just buy a golf cart and tool around your neighborhood. That's what I'm about to do.
That's not a bad idea.
And golf carts are cool, and then your kid can kind of learn how to drive the golf cart. Send him up to fucking the Quickie Mart for a 12-pack and some smokes. Fucking A.
That's right. Just give him my ID.
You remember when I was a kid, dude, my Uncle Mike used to send us down to, like, the drugstore by his house to buy fucking cigarettes for him. They'd be like, oh, we're here for Uncle Mike's cigarettes. They'd be like, okay. You know, give him a couple bucks, and they'd fucking send us home with the fucking cigarettes.
Because back then people trusted kids because kids were independent and were allowed to do shit, and kids knew how to do shit. Kids were smarter back then because they were allowed to be smarter.
Smarter in certain ways, for sure, right? Like, I don't think I could – I mean, I guess my daughter could handle – well, I don't think at 6 or 7 she could handle buying a pack of cigarettes. Now I think she could. You know, but I don't understand. We used to actually have to steal the cigarettes we wanted to smoke because we didn't have any money for cigarettes.
How do you steal cigarettes? They're always behind the counter.
It used to be – the cigarettes were, but guess what? The cigars were not.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and they used to have little tiny cigars that were in cigarette packs, right? Like little tiny cigars.
Yeah.
Used to steal them and go smoke them back at the hill. That's what we called it, the hill. Did you have a place like our hill where you went and, like, drank and smoked and took acid when you got older?
Our friend who was in the neighborhood on the wrong side of the tracks, and he had this area in the woods where it had like an old – it was a seat taken out of like an old Ford Blazer and a ratty-ass fucking recliner. Yeah, we'd go out there. And somebody always had – I never had them, but somebody always brought porno mags and matches.
Matches, hypodermics.
Fireworks.
You know, all the stuff kids have. Hatchets,
sure,
guns.
Hatchets, yes.
I could easily say everything so far that we've talked about was back at the hill. We called it the hill. It was a big dirt mound where they had put all the dirt in our neighborhood from like when they built the houses.
That's awesome.
But now they've whittled it, because you know I live in my same neighborhood where I grew up. Now they have whittled the hill down to a little nubbin because they built so many houses around where I live, and it fucking sucks, so we have to move now.
You should bring it back. Bring back the hill. Make it.
There's no way. I'd have to cover someone's house. Maybe I will. Maybe that's what I'll do.
Pick a neighbor you don't like.
That would be a lot of them. Here, I don't understand. In your neighborhood, dude, do most people, like when you're driving, wave, or do most people not wave?
It depends on the neighbors. Some don't. Our neighbors right next to us, we might as well be ghosts. I mean, we pass each other sometimes, and they don't acknowledge anything. I've nodded, I've waved, nothing. But our neighbor across the street and on the other way, they'll stop and talk.
At what point in someone's life do you think they decide to be a waver or a not waver?
I think you're ingrained with it. You're born, you're raised.
Think-
If you're not a waver or a nodder or a smiler, I think you've been abused or had a rough childhood.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There is something that happens in your life, I mean, where you just decide that you're not going to wave or be nice to people. I think it's just you're so self-absorbed, you know what I mean, that your brain doesn't fucking work like a normal – because I would like to think that ingrained in human beings as animals – would be like a gesture, you know what I mean? Like a hello or whatever, because we're common animals. You know what I mean?
Right, right. We grew up or evolved in societies and tribes. We're like ants, you know, play nice together. So, yeah, if you're the guy or you know the guy who doesn't acknowledge or nod or wave, that guy's keep an eye on
him. Serial killer. He's a fucking
could be.
I have a guy. This is a fucking true story. I have a guy in my neighborhood, and he's been here for a while. He was one of the newer houses that I've never talked to, right? But this guy gives me a fucking hearty wave, and I give him a fucking big honk every day after fucking work.
That's awesome.
Right? I mean, this guy will be sitting in the garage and be like, "What's up?" And I give him a big honk and like a fucking peace sign or whatever. Never have ever fucking talked to the guy. Got a guy right next door. This guy lives fucking 10 houses from me. Got a guy right next door, like you're talking about, who I never fucking waves. And you're just like, what a fucking asshole. Now, I guarantee he would be nice if a giant tree from my yard fell onto his fucking house.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Sure.
But, yeah, I mean, so there's the waivers, then there's the non-waivers. And I, you know, I'm confused. I think you're right. I think people who don't waver have been abused.
Now, maybe I'm paranoid. But because this guy next door is the only non-waiver, I do wonder if maybe I did something when I first moved in. I just looked at him funny or odd when I was unloading furniture or something that gave him a bad vibe. So, like, he's afraid of me or scared. It's his fault, right?
He doesn't like what you stand for.
I don't stand for anything, though.
That's what he doesn't like.
Oh, he's a Trumper. He stands for that.
You haven't put up your Trump sign. And here's the fucking kicker. What's going on in my neighborhood right now is the local school is trying to raise property taxes a little bit because they don't have any fucking money, right? Because Trump decided to give billionaires a fucking $3 trillion tax cut and not fucking, and, you know, not have any way to pay for it. So they're trying to do a referendum. And, you know, I know about referendums now. But but all the people in my neighborhood who have kids have these fucking signs in their yards. They're like, no more wasteful spending. No on the referendum. Right? And you're like, wasteful spending? It's for your fucking kids.
Right, right.
I mean, so we have a sign in our yard that says, yeah, vote yes, you know, for education, for educating the kids. You know, it's like these people, whatever happened to wanting your kid to do better than you? These people are like, I'm fine. My kid doesn't need fucking educated. And the one lady in our neighborhood has a nephew that she got custody of after his mom and dad were killed or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, she gets everything on the fucking system, right? She has a good job, but she gets a bunch of stuff from the government for this kid, right, for taking him in. And he's a good kid, don't get me wrong. But she's like, no, she's always like, she's a big Trumper and all this shit. And she's getting like $4,000 a month for this fucking kid.
Jesus.
But she's like, vote no on the referendum, and she's got him in all these special classes at school saying that he has special needs, even though he's a totally normal fucking kid, because my wife works at the school, right? She's like, he's totally normal, but the aunt had forced all the teachers to say all this stuff and say the way he's acting at home and stuff is crazy because she wants to get – she gets more money for that. And she's like, so this stupid bitch, you know – is saying no more money. We don't want to raise our taxes like 50 cents a fucking year or whatever it fucking comes out to. Yeah, I mean, because the tax raise is ludicrous. Like, you know, it's always like $8 a fucking year. You know, and people are like, I'm fucking outraged.
Outraged.
They are. People are nuts. So the crazy part is my wife's like, she's like, look at this. I want you to watch this. So we're following the school bus one day, right? And these people that got these stupid fucking signs in their yards, they're like, vote no on the referendum, no more wasteful spending, are like having their kids dropped off at their fucking, you know, in front of their house, and their kids are walking in, and my wife's like, what do you think that fucking bus driver sees every time he fucking sees one of those signs, it's like, no more pay for the fucking bus drivers. You know what I mean? But here they are shuffling the fucking kids around.
Zigzag, why are people so fucking dumb?
Because we don't educate them, because we don't put any money towards educating, because we're too busy buying fucking bombs that will rust.
It's a cycle. That's why these parents don't give two fucks about their children's education, because it's quote-unquote wasteful spending, because they don't have an education.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? This has been the Republican dream for fucking years, dude. 50 years they've been trying to do this. Right? Cut education. And now they're like, but the Democrats are trying to brainwash you. But that's not true. It's actually the fucking Republicans that brainwash people by making them vote against their own self-interest. That's the fucking crazy part.
So tell me this. Are the Republicans evil overlords orchestrating all this, or are they just as dumb as these people and just happen to have found themselves in a place of power?
It's a little bit of both, I think, right? Some
I
people
think you're right.
fumble their way to the top. Some people actually have orchestrated it. But see, the people that have orchestrated, in my personal opinion, are not the people who are doing it. They're the people that are paying the people that are in government to do it, right? How can you say we have a real government if you're fucking taking corporate money, right? I mean, so corporate interests are people now, but they don't have to pay taxes, but
that
we
shit has always baffled me how that's even allowed or possible.
I mean, it makes absolutely no fucking sense.
It makes no sense to us.
When they passed that law that made that a law, the fucking disparity in wages went like this.
Yeah.
They just went fucking in opposite directions. But people, that guy that helped us with our referendum, he was, remember I told you that he was a Republican, but then we brought him over to the Democratic side because he turned out being like a really decent kid, but he unfortunately killed himself. But he's like, yeah, the genius of the fucking GOP party, right? They want to be the spokesperson for the fucking GOP in Michigan. And he wouldn't do it. He's like, all they wanted me to do was lie. He's like, literally, they wanted me to just sit up there and lie. He's like, I couldn't do it. I couldn't lie to people. And he said their trick is to get people to vote against their own self-interest. And he's like, and if you look at it, that's what their base does. They always vote against their own self-interest.
That's why we see people in fucking rundown trailers flying Trump flags.
Yep. Exactly. It's, I mean, you know, and 90% of it is also fucking white supremacy, for sure.
Which is another funny thing, that people living in trailers who are dirt-ass fucking poor think themselves as superior. Yeah,
well,
don't show me that.
This is the deal. I was talking to Brad in depth about that. He said, here's the deal. Those people always think they're one fucking lottery ticket away from being Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Right, like when it's my fucking turn, I'll fucking, you know, that's how they think.
I remember seeing a show, you probably know this show, that followed people who won the lottery and what they did with their money afterwards, right? And there was one guy.
I'm talking about My Lottery Dream Home.
My Lottery Dream Home. No, it wasn't that. It was something different. It came before that show. And it was this guy who, he didn't move out of his house. He still had like a double-wide trailer, but he spent his money on like marble columns inside his double-wide trailer. And I'm like, that's a Trump supporter. That's what a Trump supporter would do if they won the lottery. They would put marble columns in their fucking trailer.
And unfortunately, it's like that for everybody, dude, because you see some of those ones where even these guys who make it rich in like the NBA and stuff, they don't build wealth, right? They have money, but they don't build wealth. They just squander the money. You know what? There was a big thing not that long ago I saw on like ESPN or something where there's like older guys out there like Shaq. Like some of these guys have done well with their money, right? Had good money, have made solid decisions with their money. And they tried to like put together these programs where they mentor these young guys that are coming in and all of a sudden making $5 or $10 million a year to try to tell them, look, man, this isn't going to last forever. You need to be saving this money and investing this money wisely or you're going to be broke. And they went through this list, dude, and it turns out that like 75% of the people that make their money in professional sports are broke after 10 fucking years because they have agents that take their fucking money from them or they get into shady fucking business deals that they don't understand. I mean, it was unbelievable.
I totally believable. Honestly, I'm surprised 10 years is the number. I would expect more like 5 or 7.
Well, and the most cockamamie part is that most of these guys went to college, right, and are college educated, but they weren't expected to do anything in college. It's a disservice to them. They give up 4 years of their fucking playing career making money to go to college, right, and the college makes a ton of money off them. Finally, college athletes are getting can get paid now when their names are like in EA Sports and stuff, and that's they should be able to.
Fuck yeah, they should. Jesus Christ, they're paying for their education so they can throw a football that makes the school more money and they get nothing out of it.
Right, yeah.
Absolutely, they should get paid.
They should, and you know, and then some of these guys get hurt in college and they never make any money, you know what I mean? And then they lose their scholarships. I mean, it's fucking, I was like, this is disturbing. But it's America, man. I don't know. America, I love it, but love it and fix it. You don't love it and just keep it the way it is because it's got some fucking major fleas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, I didn't mean to get all deep and bum out on you. You were the one making fun of people winning the lottery and living in their trailers in squalor.
You know, our show has been in this funk since Trump. You know, I mean, and I don't want to push the blame on, you know, fucking bullshit, but it's hard to escape. And I think we try to keep it lighthearted enough, at least we're cracking jokes.
And I think that what happened was after the election, we thought, okay, we're done with Trump, right? We hadn't been talking about Trump for a while. But Trump's still around, dude, and I'm afraid if Trump ran again, he might win. The way that they're shutting down all these fucking voting centers and shit like that, if they have their way, right, they will suppress the vote and get Trump back into power.
It's the Trump people. Because honestly, except for that one article that I just told you about where he said he got the Pfizer vaccine, I've heard nothing of Trump since Biden. But I've heard a shitload from Trump people.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Still flying there. There's a guy up the road that has the fuck Biden flag.
Can't they? I would think just by having the word fuck on it, they can make that guy take that fucking sign down.
You would think so, and you would think being a quote-unquote conservative, he'd be against dirty words.
That, once again, they don't have any real fucking values. That's all bullshit. I'm sorry. They don't have any fucking values. What they're for them, that's all they fucking care about, right? What a jackass. Open the fucking – knock on the door. When you open the door, just punch him in the fucking face.
Well, I don't want to do that.
I'm telling you, what you need to do is have some phony flyers made up and be like, did you hear they're coming for your trigger finger? Right? And how the vaccine is making people's fucking trigger fingers fall off.
I should do that. You're right. With the PLNN, Patriot Liberty News Network.
That's right. Thank you from PLNN, Patriot Liberty News Network.
God, we got to make that website.
You need to come up with a tagline for that. Something about the news, right? Like, where the real news isn't the fake news, but it's the other news. Get your other news or some bullshit.
I don't know. That sounds pretty good right there.
Not the real news or the fake news. It's the other news.
The other news. They don't want you to know.
There you go. It's the hidden news. Or the, what?
Hidden?
I mean,
hidden
makes
news.
Them people think like they're fucking, conspiracy. What are conspiracy buzzwords?
There you go. Insider news.
There you go. Right. The real dirt.
The
real dirt.
Oh, my God, dude. We can easily make that site. We should make that site.
Dude, 5 minutes, we could fucking monetize that site by asking for fucking donations to fucking write cockamamie stories.
We could. And the people donating wouldn't even know their cockamamie stories.
That's what I mean. No, they definitely would not. We would crazy slant on them. We could make it like the fucking Inquirer, and people would just eat that shit up.
And then, you know what we could do? Even though we're not like psychologists or anthropologists or society people, we could do this, make it succeed, and write a paper on it and be fucking celebrities for just uncovering how stupid people are.
I mean, it is. It's so easy to hear these guys I know are somewhat... I like to think are intelligent, but start spouting off the fucking nuttiness right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to at my job, if you're not vaccinated, you have to wear a mask if you're within 6 feet of fucking other people, right? We can't afford for fucking people to get sick.
Fuck no.
You know what I mean? Downtime. That's lost fucking productivity.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, people shouldn't want to get sick anyway. I mean, that should be like, okay.
I'll wear the mask, right? But secretly they're like, I fucking hate this fuck. You made me wear a fucking mask. You know what I mean? Well, go get a fucking shot. You know, and I read about these fucking nurses who are saying that they don't want to fucking get shots. Well, then they're getting fired from their jobs and they're outraged. I'm like, you know what? You don't believe the science. I don't think I trust you to fucking wait on
right,
me or save fucking life.
Yeah, don't be a nurse if you don't know how to nurse.
Right, if you're not comfortable getting a shot, but you're comfortable giving them to fucking people all day.
Mm.
This one lady was outraged because they didn't take her religious, what do they call that when you don't, you know, she didn't want to get the shot, so she's like, a religious exemption. And there, some guy was like, well, did you religiously exempt yourself from the flu shot and from the fucking smallpox shot and from the measles shot, from, you know, all the other fucking shots? Well, of course not.
What's the religious exemption in relation to this? Like, where in the Bible does it say don't get a shot?
I want to say it's, I think that's anti-vaxxers 1643 is like, thou shalt not get a shot that shall save someone else's life. Thou shall only care about thy own's oneself. I think that's how it goes.
Thou shalt not be a sheep.
This is fucking crazy, and I just saw this right when you said that. Dude, what did fucking Jesus call his followers?
The flock.
The flock! And now they're like, we love Jesus, but we ain't sheep. Well, I don't know if you can do that. I don't know if you can love Jesus and not be part of a flock.
Why the fuck have I not heard that hilarious and obvious connection until right now?
Because I just fucking thought of it. I mean, I was surprised. I haven't heard it either, but I thought about it right when you said it. I'm like, wait a minute. Jesus calls his people his flock.
Flock, flock.
He's right on the money.
God. Dude,
he's right on
the money. I feel like I'm just passed into the Matrix. That's such an obvious and yet overlooked fucking comparison. I'm astounded. That's amazing. I just want to get on the internet now and find that everywhere because it's so fucking brilliant.
I'm sure it's out there. We probably should do a Google search and see. But
I don't know. I'd rather stake a claim on it as the hypersloth revelation.
Me too. I think it's a good one. I think it's true, though, right?
It is true.
I mean, yeah. How do they consider themselves people of God when they won't be part of the flock?
No.
They're not people of God. They're people of personal convenience.
They're demagogue, dude. They want to fucking think that Trump is the end-all, be-all. And you know what? This guy, we were talking about, you know, I was like, you know how Trump ended up losing votes in the Arizona recount?
Yes, that's hilarious.
So I couldn't help but bring that up, right?
Oh, sure.
And we're good friends, dude. I love this guy to death. So don't get me wrong. I fucking love this guy.
I like that you do and that you guys have that relationship.
We do. Cool. I think my fucking shit is idiocy, I'm sure. But, I mean, every time we get into a fucking match, he, like, has to go to the mat with some fucking stupid thing. Like, I was like, well, what happened with, you know, with the recount or whatever, he's like, there's 200,000 votes that weren't even supposed to be there, right? And I'm like, just all I ever have to say, I'm like, show me the proof. Show me the proof. I said, because I'm sick of your, you know, I show you the proof. No, you're the one with the burden of proof. You show me the fucking proof.
Does he say it that aggressively?
Oh, yeah. He gets pretty excited.
Oh, that's cool. Get him on the show.
Before he eats lunch. He's a little more docile after lunch.
Get him on the show. We need a guest.
Come on the show, and he's a fucking awesome drummer, dude. He plays in like three fucking bands.
Well, fucking get him on the show.
This is crazy. This guy was a fucking. We're taking it to the VIP, right? Let's take it to the VIP, Rufus. Folks, we're taking it to the VIP. Stay with us a second. Happy hour.
Jeopardy.
Where is it, Rufus?
I don't know.
Why do we have so many things over here that are repeats? Okay. We want to take it into the VIP, but we can't. Is it even over here?
Yeah, it should be there.
Oh, my God. I don't think it is.
Oh,
there
it
is. Here we go. Welcome to the Hypersloth Happy Hour VIP part of the show.
VIP.
Being with you. That's our man.
Rufus. Hey.
Rufus is his name. Hey, welcome back.
VIP.
Rufus is still with us. So anyways, the guy was in a touring band since he was 15 years old, like a touring rock band. He was two bands. One of them was called, are you ready for this? Remember, this is like 1983 probably.
Sure.
Her ass.
That's great. That's good. That's clever. Yeah. I like it.
Kind of clever. Right. Give him that.
Okay.
Give him.
Give him that. He deserves that one. That's good.
The other one was Stencil Forest.
It's the Stencil Forest guy? That's the guy?
Forest guy. That's right. I forgot we had Stencil Forest on the show at one point, didn't we?
No, we wanted to, but I've got their fucking album.
That's what I'm talking about. We played their music one time.
Yes. Oh, my God.
We'll get him on the show. We call him the Wolfman. He will have to use his pseudonym of Wolfman. Do you mind?
I don't mind. I use a pseudonym on the show.
I know you do. You do? What?
Yes.
Okay.
Zag.
Well, I surely do not. That is my real name.
Dr.
I actually
Zig Winston Zag
turned into Facebook, so we know it's legit. All right, let me see if I can get Alexa to work right here, Rufus.
Stencil Forest guy. You got to get him in here.
Alexa, play Stencil Forest.
I can't find the song Stencil Forest.
Damn it. Alexa, play the band Stencil Forest.
Here's some music by Stencil Forest on Amazon Music.
They are, you're right. They are. I can't believe you remember that.
Fuck yeah.
Genius. I kind of want it to fast forward, though. It's only good
like Rush.
Just like
one song is going to be 25 minutes long.
Okay, I like the sound. So, all right, let me get my brain right for a little bit of Jeopardy then. We got quite a... What if it was like, would you like to catch up on 364 episodes of Jeopardy?
Yeah, I say that.
I think it only offers you the week prior, does it not? Are you out of the marijuanas? Is that what you're telling me?
No, but I will be soon.
I feel bad because I was telling my wife the other night, I was like... I'm like throwing out half joints, right? I'm like annoyed at a joint that has like four puffs off of it because I'm like, this doesn't taste green anymore. Fuck this weed. Because I have such abundance of fucking marijuana.
I was in that zone for a while too, and now I regret it.
Do you? I do not.
I have no connection. Is Corey touring with his mom around the world?
No, he's back.
All right, cool. I got to build him a website.
You should get him a website.
Well, he wanted me to build him a website, but then...
Yeah,
he took off.
What was he going to... Hey, let me talk to your guy about apps. We're talking apps this week one day.
Okay,
cool.
Your Carson, is that the guy?
That's the guy, yeah.
Can I get the guy that, like, used to build apps, And I'm like, maybe you could be the go-between so you can speak app language to this guy, Carson. This is the guy that works for me.
No. Carson can be the go-between guy. He markets apps, but he knows people who build apps. So he is definitely the go-between guy for sure.
Gotcha. All right, cool. I only need the app to do like five things, dude. Link to a website, send out a push notification, and maybe have a map on it and loyalty points feature, right? It doesn't have to do – it's not like a very fucking robust app, I don't think.
We're doing a website now for a company with a loyalty rewards point feature.
Will there be an app feature or an app for this company?
No, they don't want an app. They just want a e-commerce website. But it's the same principle.
It is. I guess. You would know better than me. All right, Alexa, play Jeopardy. Uh-oh. What is she doing?
It's a seizure.
Alexa, play Jeopardy. Oh, guess what we named her pontoon?
Event happening right now.
What?
Indomitable Spirit.
Premium subscribers.
Ooh.
Remember that from Mr. Show?
Yes.
You do not. You need to look this up.
I do.
Salivate over these clues about food and drinks. Do you want to learn how to upgrade your subscription?
No.
Okay, maybe some other time. Today is Saturday, which means it's time for our clues written for teens and families.
You can play Team Jeopardy to catch up on the clues from this week. Which would you like to play?
Teen. Don't we start off with the teen usually?
It's a warm-up.
Teen Jeopardy players, good luck this week.
Oh, you have to rub it in. Yes.
Your first category is Grab Bag. Ancestry.com is one of the better-known websites for people interested in this nine-letter hobby.
What is genealogy?
Yes.
You're next.
Our next category is American history. Cleanup of this Pennsylvania nuclear power plant following the 1979 meltdown didn't end until 1993.
What is Three Mile Island?
Yes, that's correct. The next category is when they were teens. Carmen Electra played Tiger Lily and Nick Lachey, a lost boy, in their school's production of this show.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is when they were teens. Carmen Electra played Tiger Lily and Nick Lachey, a lost boy, in their school's production of this show.
What is Hamlet?
Sorry. The correct response was, what is Peter Pan?
I knew
the
that.
The category is Pokemon.
I almost said that.
The name of this language, in the language itself, is Igpe Aten Lay.
What is Pig
Latin?
Correct. The category is the largest in area. Of the three countries in the clue, which one is the largest? Switzerland, Italy, France.
What is France?
Yes. That's correct. Your category is the gym. The first world championship in this gymnastics sport bounced into view in 1964.
What is the trampoline?
Today's seventh Jeopardy category is the science lab. This piece of lab equipment used to develop plate cultures was named for a 1920s German bacteriologist.
What is a petri dish?
Yes.
Give me a heads up when you want to answer.
Your eighth category is fruits and veggies. The name of this peach-like fruit comes from that of the mythological drink of the gods.
What is a nectarine?
Yes, that's correct. Our category is French food. You can't have your gâteau, bibs, and eat it too.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is French food.
You know it, probably.
You can't have your gâteau, bibs, and eat it too.
What is cake?
Please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like, who is, or what is.
What is cake?
Yes, that's correct. Today's 10th Jeopardy category is international language lessons. The Jewish Sabbath, or Shabbat, begins each week at sundown on this day.
What is Saturday?
No, the correct response is what is Friday.
Friday.
Our next category is the genius bar. This Italian, who gave us the law of falling bodies, was put on trial in 1633 for supporting the heliocentric model of the universe.
Who is Copernicus?
That's not
Aristotle?
It. The correct response was who is Galileo.
Galileo.
Our last Jeopardy captain, half century history, 1950 to 2000. He's the president who signed into law the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
Who is Johnson?
Please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like who is or what is.
Who is Johnson?
Yes, there's a brand new weekly Jeopardy happening right now. If you want even more clues, become a premium subscriber.
No.
Would you like to learn more?
No.
Got it. All right. Let's see how you did on this end.
Nine, right?
A solid showing today. 9 correct out of 12 total clues.
You haven't played Monday's clues yet. Would you like to catch up on those clues?
Yes.
Let's get going.
Our first Jeopardy category is So You Just Bowled a Strike. Start back your strike by throwing these little bits of paper that comedian Rick Taylor was king of.
What is confetti? What is confetti? She locked up.
Having a stroke.
It's blue, though. Hey, I'm going to run upstairs and get another water and
okay.
And some candy. So
candy.
Can we take 2 while she gets warmed up?
Yeah.
All right.
That's fine.
All right. Thanks for waiting, folks. That Woody's going to insert a commercial there. What do you think?
What candy did you get?
They sell these. It's a hardware store they go to called Menards.
Mm.
They're Old Mill. These people, Old Mill confounds me because they make, like, coats and all kinds of shit, but they also make, like, 60 different kinds of fucking candy that are super awesome that they sell in the hardware store. Like, have their own section.
Con clusters or something.
These are actually peanut caramel clusters. Thank you. Good. Nice eye. You have pecans. They actually have those jelly slices. You know what I'm talking about? Those little jelly fruit things right outside. Those are a fucking diabetes maker if there ever was one. And they are so fucking good when you're high. They're unbelievable. I had to stop keeping them in my desk because people would ask me for them.
Fucking moochers.
All right. Here we go. Alexa, continue Jeopardy.
Welcome back to Jeopardy. You've already played all the available clues. Would you like to continue your earlier game?
Yes.
Let's get back to where you left off.
Our first category is So You Just Bowled a Strike. Celebrate your strike by throwing these little bits of paper that comedian Rick Taylor was keen on.
What is confetti?
Good job. Your second category is musical instruments. Vibrato and other effects can be produced with a whammy bar, an accessory found on these.
What is a guitar?
Good job. Today's third Jeopardy category is movie taglines. This 2007 film used the tagline, "The last man on earth is not alone."
Repeat the question.
Please respond in the form of a question,
the Will Smith
starting
movie?
With phrases like, who is or what is.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is movie taglines. This 2007 film used the tagline, "The last man on earth is not alone."
What is what I is Am Legend?
You're right. The next category is They're Sort of a Big Deal. In a smash hit, Smash Mouth sang, "Hey now, you're one of these. Get your game on. Go play."
What is a rock
is a
star?
All star.
Sorry.
Motherfuckers.
Oh my god.
In 2018, suffragette Millicent Fawcett became the first woman to have a statue in this London square with a governmental name.
Repeat the question.
Please give your response, or I can skip this clue.
Trafalgar Square,
you think?
That's what I'm thinking.
What is Trafalgar Square?
Please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like, who is, or what is.
What is Trafalgar Square?
Sorry, the correct response is what is Parliament Square.
Anyway.
Our next category is city. The response is a city with the word city in its name. This Missouri capital was laid out by the seventh child of Daniel Boone.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is city.
I know.
This Missouri capital was laid out by the seventh child of Daniel Boone.
What is Springfield?
No, that's incorrect. The correct response was, what is Jefferson City?
Let's move on to Double Jeopardy.
Today's seventh category is African-American writing. In a 1952 novel, he wrote, "I am invisible, understand, simply because people refuse to see me."
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is African-American writing. In a 1952 novel, he wrote, "I am invisible, understand, simply because people refuse to see me."
Who is Martin Luther King Jr.?
Sorry, the correct response was, who is Ralph Ellison? Our next category is talk about that weather. It's a cutting term for a radical shift in wind speed and direction that occurs over a very short distance.
What is a knife?
No. The correct response was, what is wind shear?
Mm.
Your next Jeopardy category is Electoral College Collage. Before serving as a senator from 1954 to 2003, he won 39 electoral votes with just 2% of the popular vote in a presidential contest.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is Electoral College Collage. Before serving as a senator from 1954 to 2003, he won 39 electoral votes with just 2% of the popular vote in a presidential contest.
Who is Barry Goldwater?
That's not it. The correct response was, who is Strom Thurmond? Category is, it's a celebration. This celebrated yachting trophy is named for the ship that won the inaugural competition for it in 1851.
What is America's Cup?
Yes, that's it. The next Jeopardy category is daytime TV. The first ship ever to slide down the board in this iconic Price is Right game landed in a $500 slot.
What is Plinko?
You're right. Your last Jeopardy category is a nine-letter noun. The response starts with the letter M. It's a device that turns medication into a fine mist one can inhale through a mask or mouthpiece.
What is a nebulizer?
Excellent.
Let's see how you did today.
All righty. You got half the clues correct today.
You can still play the clues.
Better
than I thought. Would you like to catch up on those clues?
Yes.
Time to get started.
Your first category is entertainment and the NMAAHC. That's the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture. The museum exhibits an S1W uniform worn by this hip-hop group, whose members include Chuck D and Flavor Flav.
What is Public Enemy?
Excellent. The next category is signs and symbols. In the U.S., a road sign indicating a picnic area is ahead uses the silhouette of one of these.
What is a picnic table?
Good job.
What in the world?
The next Jeopardy category is books for kids. In a 1930 classic, the title female in The Little Engine That Could says this four-word bit of encouragement a dozen times.
What is you think you can? What was it?
That's got it. The correct response was what is I think I can.
I think I
today's
can.
Today's fourth Jeopardy category.
We're counting that.
Unit. Fill in the blank with the name of a poison. A long-running webcomic is called Blank and Happiness, though the title poison combining carbon and nitrogen is not very happy.
What is cyanide?
Please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like, who is or what is?
What is cyanide?
You're right. Today's fifth category is put it in the province. Jasper National Park is in this Canadian prairie province.
What is Quebec?
That's not it. The correct response was what is Alberta? Our category
we really
is
don't know
green.
Anything about Canada, do we?
The response starts with the word green. The Swarm, an affiliate team of the NBA's Charlotte Hornets, is based in this city.
What is Green Bay?
Sorry, the correct response was what is Greensboro?
I hope you're ready for another six clues.
The next category is from Grey's Anatomy. Except in the femur, it is the longest bone of the skeleton.
What is the tibula?
You're right.
Damn!
It may sound like an ancient supercontinent, but it's actually a word used to describe a remedy for all problems.
What is panacea?
Yes, that's it.
Wow!
The next category is middle name, please. It's the middle name of Plaza's sweet playwright, Marvin Simon.
What is Neil?
You're right. Our next Jeopardy category is historic speeches. In 1858, Abraham Lincoln said, a house divided against itself cannot do this.
What is stand?
Yes, that's it.
Damn,
our next Jeopardy category is
well, hell,
work in ancient Rome. Britannica calls it the garment for which Rome is most famous, though around the house, many wore tunics instead.
Repeat the question.
Again, the
what
category
is
life and work in ancient Rome.
You say it.
Britannica calls it the garment for which Rome is most famous, though around the house, many wore tunics instead.
What is the toga?
You're right. The last category is, and in a supporting role. He is a fan favorite, as Samwise in the Lord of the Rings movies, and as Bob on season 2 of Stranger Things.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category
Sean Astin,
and in a
right?
supporting role.
Yeah.
He is a fan favorite, as Samwise in the Lord of the Rings movies, and as Bob on season 2 of Stranger Things.
Who is Sean Astin?
Please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like, who is or what is?
Who is Sean Astin?
You're right.
Let's see how
you is Rudy, goes. Dude. I just watched Rudy like 2 days ago.
He scored 9 of 12.
You know, you haven't played Wednesday's Clues.
Yeah,
would
yeah,
you like
yeah.
to catch up on those
oh,
clues?
Oh, write that down. Yes.
I did.
Let's see the clues.
The first category is I can name that number one 80s hit. We're talking away. I don't know what. I'm to say. I'll say it anyway. Our lyrics in this number one hit.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is I can name that number one 80s hit. We're talking away. I don't know what. I'm to say. I'll say it anyway. Our lyrics in this number one hit.
But it's La Freak.
No,
no idea.
That's incorrect. The correct response was what is Take on Me.
Oh,
our
my
next
God.
Jeopardy category
at least
is
do it in
the U.S. Dodge City in this state has a wax museum honoring gunfighters like Wyatt Earp and Belle Starr.
Repeat the question. Where is Dodge City?
Again, the category is the non-coastal U.S. Dodge City in this state has a wax museum honoring gunfighters like Wyatt Earp and Belle Starr.
What is Arizona?
No, The correct response is, what is Kansas?
Kansas.
Our third Jeopardy category is webcams. Reagan National Airport, run live feeds accompanied by radio chatter, and a nice view of this river.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is webcams. Reagan National Airport, run live feeds accompanied by radio chatter, and a nice view of this river.
What is the Mississippi?
No, the correct response was, what is the Potomac? Our fourth Jeopardy category is three-letter verbs. To make sad faces for a camera.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is three-letter verbs. To make sad faces for a camera.
What is mug?
Yes,
nice.
That's correct. Your next category is monkey. National Geographic says these nosy monkeys are the primate world's most prolific swimmers.
Repeat the question.
Again, category is monkey. National Geographic says these nosy monkeys are the primate world's most prolific swimmers.
What is a chimpanzee?
Sorry, the correct response was, what are proboscis monkeys? The sixth Jeopardy category is business.
Right.
Rounds of outsider investment in startup companies are referred to as letters, preceded by this S word.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is business. Rounds of outsider investment in startup companies are referred to as letters, preceded by this S word.
I don't understand the question. Shareholder? I don't know.
Yeah, me either.
The correct response was, what is series?
Let's see what's in store in Double Jeopardy.
Jesus.
The seventh Jeopardy category is C. It starts with CL. The response starts with the letter CL. If you saw the first Harry Potter film, you watched Harry receive an invisibility, one of these.
What is cloak?
Good job. Your eighth category is in the TV kitchen. As a chef on the small screen, Graham Kerr was known as the Galloping Moose.
What is gourmet?
Please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like, who is or what is?
What is gourmet?
Good job. The ninth category is European history. The revolution of 1688, in which James II lost his throne, is also known by this grandiose name.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is European history. The revolution of 1688, in which James II lost his throne, is also known by this grandiose name.
What is the Reign of Terror?
No, that's incorrect. The correct response was, what is the Glorious Revolution? Your 10th Jeopardy category
is a Nobel Prize.
When he wasn't thinking about cats, this Austrian took time to nominate fellow physicist, Marietta Blau.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is, I nominate you for a Nobel Prize. When he wasn't thinking about cats, this Austrian took time to nominate fellow physicist, Marietta Blau.
Who is Schrodinger?
Yes.
Nice!
Your next Jeopardy category is literature. His novel, As I Lay Dying, tells the tale of the Bundren family traveling across the Mississippi countryside.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is Southern literature. His novel, As I Lay Dying, tells the tale of the Bundren family traveling across the Mississippi countryside.
Who is Wadsworth?
Sorry, the correct response was, who is William Faulkner?
Faulkner.
Your last category
Another
is Faulkner. The response is, a U.S. city of more than 100,000 people. Mm. A network of tunnels where rabbits live.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is city words. A network of tunnels where rabbits live.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category.
What is that called? A brush? A briar?
A network of tunnels where rabbits live.
What is a briar? I don't even understand the question.
The correct response was what is worn.
Let's see how you did today.
What?
All right. You got 4 clues correct out of 12 today.
Oh, my God.
Would you like to catch up on those clues?
Lowest score ever. Yes.
It is the lowest score ever.
We still have clues from Thursday to play. Would you like to catch up on those clues?
Yes.
We've hit as low as low before.
Here are the clues today.
What's that?
Our first category is chapter and verse. How to rescue a gardener from dormice who are eating his peaches is a chapter in this arresting work by Alexandre Dumas.
What? What is the cobbler man? She died.
Sorry, I'm having trouble understanding right now. Please try a little later.
She went red real quick. Oh, my God. Why did they get so hard?
Yeah, we're rusty. We got two more games to play. We've only hit 4 out of 12 once, and that was in February of this year.
Yikes. Not impressive, Rufus. Not impressive. We weren't doing too bad, though. We got a 10 and a 9,
10.
Right? Did we do a 6, 10, 9?
No, 6, 10, 4.
Oh, well, that's right. But what did we get on the kids' Jeopardy?
I forgot.
I mean, we did pretty good on that one. I think we got 10 on that one. Or 9. We got 9 on that one.
We got something three. Like that. We're rusty. We got to get back in the groove. Yeah.
All right. Alexa, continue Jeopardy. Alexa, continue Jeopardy.
Welcome back to Jeopardy. You've already played all the available clues. Would you like to continue your earlier game?
Yes.
Let's get back to where you left off.
The first Jeopardy category is chapter and verse. How to rescue a gardener from dormice who are eating his peaches is a chapter in this arresting work by Alexandre Dumas.
What is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Or say I don't know to forfeit. Which would you like?
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is chapter and verse. How to rescue a gardener from dormice who are eating his peaches is a chapter in this arresting work by Alexandre Dumas.
What is James and the Giant Peach?
No, the correct response was what is the Count of Monte Cristo? Our second category is homophones. The response is a word that can be spelled two different ways, both pronounced the same, a male deer, or a part of the body.
What is a buck? What?
No, that's incorrect. The correct response was what is heart. Our next category is
what
animals had a name. In 1925, Siberian Huskies named Balto and Togo helped bring life-saving medicine to the city of Nome. In this state.
What is Alaska?
Yes, that's it. Our fourth category is getting toward E. The response starts with the letter E. It's the real first name of basketball great, Magic Johnson.
What is Irving?
Yes, that's it. Your category is ladies and gentlemen. Medieval scholars agree that the story of this lady riding through Coventry in protest of taxes is a myth.
Who is Guinevere?
No, that's incorrect. The correct response was who is Lady Godiva?
Godiva, gotcha.
Our category is the weekend. Take an afternoon and try to master an ollie and a kickflip on one of these, but where lots of paths, please.
What is a skateboard?
You're right.
I hope you're ready for another 6 clues.
The seventh category is old school selfies. This man, who painted the image of George Washington seen on the $1 bill, painted a self-portrait in 1778. Please give your response, or I can skip this clue. Which would you like?
Thomas Jefferson.
That's not it. The correct response was who is Gilbert Stuart. Your category is ST for a start. The response starts with the letters ST. Surgeons installed this tube in a previously blocked artery to keep it open.
What is a stent?
Yes, that's correct. Our category is Jack. Jack White had long claimed to be the brother of this drummer in the White Stripes, but in reality, she is his ex-wife.
Who is Meg White?
You're right. Your 10th category is historic structures. The oldest extant Islamic monument is the Dome of the Rock in this city.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is historic structures. The oldest extant Islamic monument is the Dome of the Rock in this city.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is historic structures. The oldest extant Islamic monument is the Dome of the Rock in this city.
What is Tehran?
No, that's incorrect. The correct response was, what is Jerusalem?
Oh!
The 11th Jeopardy category is some loosely titled film. The Nicholas Pileggi novel Wise Guy turned into this 1990 Martin Scorsese film.
What is Goodfellas?
Excellent. Your last Jeopardy category is the geography. This triangular peninsula creates a land bridge linking Africa with Asia.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is the geography. This triangular peninsula creates a land bridge linking Africa with Asia.
What is the Arabian Peninsula?
No. The correct response was, what is the Sinai Peninsula?
All right, let's see how you did today.
All righty. You got half the clues correct today. You
better
still
than
have
four.
Yesterday's clues to catch up on.
Would you like to catch up on those clues?
Yeah. Yes. How did they not hear that?
Good luck.
The first category is 1871, 150 years ago. This author was born on November 1st, 1871. Just 24 years later, he published The Red Badge of Courage.
Who is Hawthorne? I thought
That's
it was Nathaniel
not.
Hawthorne.
The correct response was, who is Stephen Crane?
Oh, Stephen
the
Crane.
The next Jeopardy category is some fun and games. Guitar Hero let video gamers pretend to shred in solo. 2 years later, this game upped the ante with drums and a mic.
What is Rock Band?
Excellent. The next Jeopardy category is Spin Cycle. The original name of the cable channel Nickelodeon, or a spinning toy that looks like a fan on a stick.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is Spin Cycle. The original name of the cable channel Nickelodeon, or a spinning toy that looks like a fan on a stick.
What is Pinwheel?
Yes.
Nice.
Our next category is gerunds. Erica Jong wrote about a fear of this.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is gerunds. Erica Jong wrote about a fear of this.
What is intimacy?
That's not it. The correct response was, what is flying? The category is for your reference. November 30th, 2021 marks the release of the Next World Almanac and Book of Bees.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is for your reference. November 30th, 2021 marks the release of the Next World Almanac and Book of Bees.
Encyclopedias?
Please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like, who is or what is?
What is encyclopedias? What?
That's not it. The correct response was, what are facts? Your sixth Jeopardy category is waiter.
There's a
bug in my movie. Fill in the blank with the correct insect. Jerry Seinfeld starred in the 2008 animated feature, blank movie.
What is B movie?
Excellent.
Let's move on to Double Jeopardy.
Your seventh Jeopardy category is Cities of Ireland. This county seat is also the name of a five-line form of humorous poetry.
What is limerick?
Good job.
Nice.
Your next Jeopardy category is science. It's defined as exactly 299,792,458 meters per second.
What is the speed of light?
Please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like, who is or what is?
What is the speed of light?
You're right. Our next Jeopardy category is the band they fronted. Joe Strummer recorded 6 albums as the frontman of this group.
Who is the Clash?
Excellent. Our 10th category is name calling. A thoracic surgeon named Henry is the namesake of this technique that can save a person who's choking.
What is Heimlich?
Good job. Your next Jeopardy category is That's a Big Book. Ayn Rand's last work of fiction. It's 1,200 pages long and was panned by critics when it was published.
What is Atlas Shrugged?
Good job.
Nice. I was trying to watch that movie.
The response is an alliterative two-word phrase. In other words, this term for the essential elements of something could be unclothed elements.
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is alliteration. In other words, this term for the essential elements of something could be unclothed elements.
Unclothed what? Repeat the question.
Please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like, who is or what is?
Repeat the question.
Again, the category is alliteration. In other words, this term for the essential elements of something could be unclothed elements.
Fancy schmancy? I don't even get it. We don't count this one. We get this one right.
You need to respond in the form of a question starting with who is or what is. You can also say repeat or I don't know to skip the clue.
What is Scary Mary?
No. That's incorrect. The correct response was what is bare bones.
All right, let's see how you did today.
You didn't understand what the fucking last part was.
You scored 8 out of 12 clues.
I think we gave ourselves 9 out of 12.
You last played the clues from Friday. Which day would you like to replay from this week?
Replay?
What?
Wednesday.
You last played the clues from Friday.
Let's replay Wednesday.
Which day would you like to replay from this week?
Wednesday.
It's not the worst week we've had, though.
Play the clues from Wednesday.
Let's play Wednesday again.
The first category is I can name that number one 80s hit. We're talking away. I don't know what. I'm to say. I'll say it anyway. Our lyrics in this number one hit.
What is Take On Me?
You're right. The category is the non-coastal U.S. Dodge
we can't count this. We're practicing.
Honoring gunfighters like Wyatt Earp.
You get
Bell
this
Cross.
One. Do you know it?
No.
What is Kansas?
Excellent. The next Jeopardy category is webcams. Reagan National Airport runs live feeds accompanied by radio chatter and a nice view of this river.
What is the Potomac?
See, you learned.
There.
Yes, that's correct. Our fourth Jeopardy category is three-letter verbs. To make three faces for a camera.
What is mug?
You're right. Your category is monkeys. National Geographic says these nosy monkeys are the primate world's most prolific swimmers.
What are proboscis?
That's not it.
Something like that.
The correct response was what are proboscis monkeys?
Okay, close enough.
The category is business. Rounds of outsider investment in startup companies are referred to as letters, preceded by this S word.
What is series?
Please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like, who is or what is?
What is series?
You need to respond in the form of a question, starting with who is or what is. You can also say, repeat, or I don't know, to skip the clue.
What is series?
Excellent.
Let's move on to Double Jeopardy.
Our seventh Jeopardy category is C. It starts with CL. The response starts with the letter CL. If you saw the first Harry Potter film, you watched Harry receive an invisibility, one of these.
What is a cloak?
Correct. The category is in the TV kitchen. As a chef on the small screen, Graham Kerr was known as the Galloping Miss.
What is gourmet?
Please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like,
why are they always doing
who
that?
Is, or what is?
What is gourmet?
Excellent. Your category is European history. The Revolution of 1688, in which James II lost his throne, is also known by this grandiose name.
What is the Glorious War?
You're right. Today's 10th category is I nominate you for a Nobel Prize. When he wasn't thinking about cats, this Austrian took time to nominate fellow
I'm
physicist
let you have this one,
Marietta Blau.
Since you got
again,
it for real.
Who is Schrodinger?
Good job. Our 11th category is Southern literature. His novel, As I Lay Dying, tells the tale of the Bundren family traveling across the Mississippi countryside.
Who is Faulkner?
You're right. The last Jeopardy category is city words. The response is a U.S. city of more than 100,000 people.
I remember this one.
A network of tunnels where rabbits live.
What is Warren?
Excellent.
We got them all right. Woo!
Gee, you're what I get.
Well done.
Wait, we scored 9 out of 12 on these the last time.
Correct. Love playing Jeopardy every day? Please raise the skill to show your support. Let's test your knowledge with another game, Song Quiz. Would you like to try it?
Should we try it?
No.
Yes.
No. I ain't got time.
One song.
One song. If I don't know the song, I'm never doing it again.
One number. If you would like to disable the Jeopardy, just say, disable Jeopardy.
What?
So play song game.
Song game.
Okay. Alexa, in session, whatever the fuck you would say. Hi, Rufus. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us, folks, at the Hypersloth Happy Hour. Rufus is going to give us a grand total now. He does not look like he has a very nice look on his face.
I'm not going to count the mulligan.
That's fine. I didn't expect you to.
We have our average for the week, or, you know, for tonight, is a 7.
Right.
Not good. The last time we got a 7 was February of this year.
And that was our lowest ever?
Our lowest ever is a 7.
All right. So we're in our lowest point. But we're not, we have not broken through our lowest point.
No. And we're rusty. I mean, by God, it's been a long time since we had to get our brains in that mode.
That's true. Thanks for joining me, Rufus. Thanks for joining me on the Hypersloth Happy Hour. You know I love you, brother.
Amen.
And I know you got a family that you got to get back to and shit, but let's talk this week about important stuff, and we should start working on our songs and stuff again. Let's do it, man. Let's fucking make a go of this.
We really should.
After listening to Jason Lee and Fuck, I know that we can beat them. We can beat them bad.
We did tonight. I mean,
we need to monetize our ideas. Go ahead.
I was going to say, we didn't just read shit off the internet.
No, we didn't read anything. We never read anything off the internet.
Yeah, it's all creativity right off the top of our heads.
We use their show as a springboard for our show. Sorry about that, Jason Lee and Cluck. Didn't mean to step on the back of your neck, but it happens.
Right. Thank you for giving us something to make fun of.
Thank you. You gave us a half an hour of content, content better than your best show on maybe what might be our worst show. So thank you for that. And on that note, folks, I'd like to say, the zigzag. Thank you for listening to Hypersloth Happy Hour number 381. Holy shnikes, folks. You are so welcome that we brought this into your life. So check us out Tuesday night for the Hypersloth Happy Half Hour, and we'll talk to you then. Peace, love, Hypersloth. Out.